Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
This is Dale Calvert. I'd like to welcome you to the MLMSuccess.com podcast. This is session number 20. The title of this session is Turn Your Light Bulb On, Wistful Regret. Several years ago, someone on my team sent me a research paper, and it was around a topic called wistful regret. And it kind of outlined in this article, they had surveyed thousands of people in nursing homes and asked them about their life and what they were the most proud of, what they had regret about. And overwhelmingly, the people in nursing homes, their regret had nothing to do with hot regret, where they went off the handle and made an emotional bad decision necessarily, but it was what the research article called wistful regret, which basically means I wish I had done more. I wish I had tried more. I wish I had got out on a limb. I wish I had taken more chances. I wish I hadn't worried so much about what my neighbors were thinking, because none of them are coming to my funeral anyway, and so on and so forth. You know, Helen Keller said, hell starts when the person you are meets the person you could have become. And I lost this article. It's probably still in a file somewhere, but I have not been able to find it. But right after I received this article, I was doing a training in Louisville, Kentucky, and I talked about this and shared this article, and I found this training recently in our warehouse. And it's just a message that I think is real important. It's something that is kind of obscure. There's not a lot being talked about the concept of wistful regret. Most of the people that are at one time were part of our organization. So I wanted to share that this particular article and this particular training with you guys, because I think it's a powerful, powerful concept, and it's something that I think that we all need to really grasp and live every day to the fullest that we possibly can, every single day to the fullest that we possibly can. And I know after this article was initially shared with me, it really did create a lasting impact on me. And I hope it will for you. I hope you enjoyed this session number 20 of the MLMSuccess.com podcast. Turn your light bulb on. Wistful regret.
I love this, because what Kenny covered is going to tie so well into what I want to end with today. And in this room, as in life, there's three kinds of people. There's people who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who wonder what's happening. And at one time in my life, I was a person that was wondering what's happening. And if that's where you are today, you can change. And that's kind of been the theme all day today. And how many of you in sales have heard the concept of 80-20 rule? You all know that, where 20% of the people make 80% of the sales. And sometimes they think, well, let's just get rid of the 80%, but that doesn't work because it goes back to 20-80, and it's just a constant rule. I don't know what it is in our company, but I would probably say that 30% of the people make 70% of the money in New Image. There are different reasons for that. There's a lot of people that are in the 70% that will always be in the 70%, but there's a lot in the 70% that will someday be in the 30%. But that's your decision to decide. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, well, really, honestly, what am I? Am I making it happen, watching it happen, or wondering what's happening? And you know in your gut. You know. I mean, you know. I make you think I know. I have people confess stuff to me all the time I didn't have a clue about, you know, but they're just, you know. After that last ImageNet message about the brochures, man, they were repenting all weekend. And Kenny hit on something, and this is the way it is with the 80-20 rule. You have the opportunity to be in the 20%. It's your decision. You know, you can soar with the eagles or you can scratch around with the chickens and all the other birds. It's your choice. And you know what? Everybody in the 20%, what at least 50% of our conversations, when I talk to national directors, regional directors, leadership people in our company, at least 50% of the time that I spend on a weekly basis is talking about how can we help the 80% understand that they can be in the 20%. That's our whole focus. Because I know that once they realize that they can be, they will be, and until they realize they can be, they won't be. How can we make the light bulb come on where they understand that New Image success is for me? How can we cause it? And what's more amazing to me is to see people that have been in the 80% and been sitting in that 80% for quite a while and go to a national conference or attend a meeting like this and they leave with the light bulb on. They are touched, changed forever. What did it? How can we make it happen more often for more people? That's our entire focus. That's what we talk about. I look at Paul and Marcia here. You know, and y'all heard their story, and they're here, some of you, but I talked about this in Louisville a couple of weeks ago. You know, they came last January to the conference. Last January. And the only reason they came to the conference is because they lied to Joy, told them they would be here the previous August, and didn't show up and felt guilty, so they came. Basically, right? They felt guilty, so they showed up. Joy paid their motel. Just please come down here and look at this. She knew these people. The light bulb goes on. 2 months later, they're in the top 25 money earners. Out of nowhere. I'm thinking, where's Coldwater, Michigan at? You know? And it's amazing. Every month, we look and there's somebody that pops out of nowhere with a light bulb gone on. And that's our whole focus, is to help people understand you got to turn your light bulb on. Now, I know what it is. Now, I'll share that with you in a minute. You got to understand, there's inside of you all the potential to be whatever you want to be, all the energy to do whatever you want to do. Imagine yourself as you would like to be doing what you want to do, and each day take one step towards your dream. You don't have to take giant steps, and a lot of them. You don't have to run. You just have to get a little bit better tomorrow than you were today. Every day, get a little bit better. Every day, get a little bit better at monitoring your self-talk. Every day, spend a little bit more time listening to tapes instead of watching the idiot box. You know, you can do without Roseanne one night. You know? Pop in something that's going to mean something to you in your life. Every day, just, and it's hard to develop that discipline. Most important, and though at times it may seem difficult to continue, hold on to your dream. One morning you'll wake to find that you're the person you dreamed of, doing what you wanted to do simply because you had the courage to believe in yourself, your potential, and to hold on to your dream. Now, this is the key. We talk about reasons, and that's the foundation. We talk about the top three. But reasons will not make you successful. I've come to the conclusion that what's going to make you successful in this business is your determination that you will not be denied of those reasons. And once you decide, I will not be denied, and you mean it. I mean, just grit your teeth when you say it. When you get to that point, the world will open up, people will start coming to you wanting this product, they'll be wanting to get in your business, and you don't even know who sent them to you. It's amazing what happens when that decision comes, when that light bulb goes on. And until that happens, it's kind of misery. It's kind of frustrating at times. It's up and down and down. But man, once you make that decision, everything opens up, and all of a sudden it is Christmas every day. Because you know where you're going, and you don't care who doesn't believe it, because you know, and you're not going to be denied. So the reasons are important, but not just the reasons. It's the resolve, you know, that you will not be denied. And get mad about it if you got to. If I could get a chair, I'd grab it and throw it up against that wall like Bobby Knight just to show you I'm serious about this. And once you get that, the magic happens. The magic happens. I tell you what, the magic happens. And it's amazing, the good, they call it luck, laboring under correct knowledge. But that's what luck is. But it's amazing what will come to you. Buddy Chismar shared this with me, and not this, and I paraphrased it because I lost his original. Buddy's still here, but this really touched me the first time I heard it, because I think it's so many people, it's the way they live their life. It says, first I was dying to turn 13 years old so I could be a teenager. Any of you remember those days? For some of you, it's been a while, hasn't it? Then I was dying to turn 16 years old so I could get my driver's license. I think we all remember that. Those of us that there were cars at that time. It's true. Okay. Then I was dying to finish school. Then I was dying to get married and start my family. Then I was dying to get my children through school. Then I was dying to have grandchildren. Then I was dying to retire. Then I found out I was dying, and I'd never live. Boom. Boy, that's hard, isn't it? But that's typical. That's the masses. That's the way most people live. And that is the 80%. Benjamin Franklin said, men die at age 25 but aren't buried at age 65. A lot of wisdom in that. What's he talking about? He's talking about we forget how to dream. That's how they die. And I tell you what, in my life, I'm so lucky and so thankful that I got so much of this at a young age. At about 20 is when I first heard Zig Ziglar and started reading the books and really started trying to make some changes. But there was a two-year period in my life when I lived it with no dreams and no goals, and just existing from day to day. And I tell you what, I was the most miserable human being I've ever been around during those 2 years. And I think, God, you know, it's unbelievable, because most people spend their whole life in that type of environment. Just get up, go to work, come home, sit in front of the idiot box. Get up, go to work, sit in front of the idiot box. Oh, good, there's a ball game this weekend. I like every day being Christmas. I like that. I enjoy that. This is really, the average life expectancy of someone who retires at 50 is to live to be 81 and a half years old. If you retire at 50, you've had a very successful life, probably. Would you all agree to that? The average lifespan of someone who retires at age 65 is 3.2 remaining years. Could that be from misery? The misery of regret. See, I love Dr. Paul back here. I mean, he was with Napoleon Hill in the 30s or the 40s, and he's in his 80s and still works, you know. He don't know what the word retire is. He'll never retire. And it's just so exciting to see people that live their life that way. And the biggest fear that I have is what Kenny talked about earlier, because there's going to be some of you in this room that in a few years, you are going to live the rest of your life in misery because you didn't take advantage of this. You're going to be driving around for the rest of your life, and every time you see a new image license plate, you're going to feel like throwing up. Every time you see somebody with that button, you're going to think, my gracious, what am I going to tell my grandkids? What am I going to... I had the opportunity right there, and I just let it run through like sand. I want to share this with you real quickly. This is very interesting. It says, when people sit back and take stock of their lives, what do they regret more? The things that failed, such as romance, that foundered, the wrong career path, bad grades in school, or they most regret what they failed to try? In short, what Robert Frost called the road not taken. A small but growing body of research points to failing to seize the day as a leading cause of regret in people's life over the long term. These findings are painting a new portrait of regret and emotion, providing to be far more complex than one first thought. Regret is more or less painful emotion of feeling sorry for misfortunes, limitations, losses, transgressions, shortcomings, or mistakes. As a culture, we are so afraid of regret, so allergic to it, often we don't even want to talk about it. Regret involves two distinct kinds. Hot regret, and hot regret is immediate regret when you bang your car into your garage and you have immediate regret. That's when you kick yourself because of the short-term perspective. However, wistful regret, on the other hand, comes from having a longer-range perspective. It's a kind of sad, bittersweet feeling that life might have been better or different if only we had taken certain actions. Typically, it means something that we should have done and didn't do. That might have, if we just had the courage to follow a different career path, gamble on starting a new business, or pursuing what may appear to have been a risky opportunity. Asked to describe their biggest regrets, participants in the series study said, it was most often cited with the things that they failed to do. As troubling as regrettable actions might be initially, when people look back on their lives, it seems their regrettable failures to act that stand out and cause the most grief in their life. And there's no excuse for any of you to have that in your life down the road. There's no excuse for that. But I know it's going to happen. And see, that's the whole focus. How can we just make people understand that they can and the light bulb go on? And somebody say, well, Dale, I'm just so discouraged. You know, I've did this and did that, and Aunt Martha said this and said that, and bad things just happen to me all the time, and I just try so hard. And to decide that you will not be denied. I don't care how many times you fail. I've failed enough for everybody in this room. Man, I have been through it. Don't talk to me about failure. I don't want to hear it. You can't talk to me about it because I've done been there. I know how it is just to hope that your car is going to make it home. You know, I know how it is to buy credit cards, groceries with credit cards. I know it is how it is to have your third child do and have no idea how you're going to be able to pay for it because you don't have insurance. I know what it is to live in a 600 square foot house with one child and one on the way. I've been there. You can't talk to me about your problems. You got to decide that you're going to do it regardless, that nothing or nobody's going to stand in your way. And once you get to that point, it's lit. You're going to make it. You know, I just can't stand but you know. Here's a man, y'all have seen this, most of you, failed in business in 1831, was defeated for legislator in 32, again failed in business in 1834. Most people, they quit. You know, let's just go to the rocking chair and forget about it, you know? Wonder what Roseanne's doing tonight on the TV. lost his girlfriend in 1835, had a nervous breakdown in 36, was defeated in election in 1838, was defeated in Congress in 1843, was defeated for Congress again in 1846, was defeated for Congress again in 1848, was defeated for Senate in 1855. He was defeated for Vice President in 1856, defeated for Senate in 1858, and in 1860, he was elected President of the United States. They said the last words that his mother spoke on her deathbed was, "Be somebody, Abe. Be somebody." And I think that he decided that he was going to be, and he was not going to be denied, and nothing was going to stop him. And I know that anybody in this room, when you get that kind of resolve, you're there. You're there. Nothing, nobody's going to stand in your way. What we've tried to do today is get your light bulb to turn on. That's what we tried to do. We tried to have something click in your mind that when you leave out of here, that you aren't going to be the same as you were when you walked in this morning. And I know for a fact, if you'll take some of what you've learned and internalize it and listen to it and comprehend it and believe it, that something's going to happen in your life. And I hope that some of you will come up to me, you know, 6 months from now and say, "Dale, Saturday morning, September 30th, Lexington, Kentucky, my light bulb went on. And it's not gone off. I've kept it on. It's flickered a couple times, but when that happens, I just pop in a tape. Because I know I can keep it on if I determine to keep it on. And it's on, and it ain't going out. And my pen, look at my head. Look where my pen looks. It's always buzzed out. I got belief. I got new image brain damage. And I'm not going to be denied." And until you get to that point, and if the day doesn't do it for you, come back. We'll try it again some other time. Because until you get that point, you will never achieve the potential that you have within you until you give it all you got, lay your guts on the line, and say, "I'm going for it. This company's real, the people are real, the leadership are real, the product's real, and I will not be denied." And that's my hope and prayer for each one of you. I appreciate your attention today.
I hope you enjoyed that session. It sure made a paradigm shift for me. It created a paradigm shift for me the first time I heard it. If you like this type of information, things that make you stop, think, plan, I want to invite you guys to follow us over on Facebook. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ Dale Calvert, C-A-L-V-E-R-T page. Facebook.com/ Dale Calvert page. Also, if you're not plugged into our Thursday night webinars, you can learn more about those and see some replays at MLM Success Webinar, MLMSuccessWebinar.com. And we talk about a lot of things that we feel are important, a lot of the mindsets, not just the skill sets. I believe the network marketing industry has gotten so off track over the last 15 years or 20 years because we're focusing on marketing methods and social media hacks and all these different ways to create leads and convince people to join us on in our organization and closing techniques and all this junk that really went in the whole scope of things. I'm not saying they're not important. They are, but we've lost focus with the fact that the real product in this industry is people. And if you build people, people will build the business. And understanding how we think and understand how others think and understand your fears and understanding other people's fears and helping each other break through those barriers is ultimately the skill set that you need in order to build a large duplicating organization of people. So I hope you enjoyed this session on wistful regret. If you're not staying plugged in with us over on Facebook, why not go over there and do that now? Definitely sign up for more information at MLM Success Webinars, or excuse me, MLM Success Webinar. That's free information for you that you can access at your leisure. This is Dale Calvert. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your kind words and comments over on iTunes, and look forward to being back with you next week on the next session of the MLMSuccess.com podcast.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we will be back next week with another inspiring success story, Wisdom of the Ages training, or answers to your questions.